It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. A moment of silence was observed earlier today in London after a deadly attack that left at least three people dead and around 40 others wounded. A British-born man who had previously been investigated by British intelligence for connections to violent extremism plowed a car into crowds of people on Westminster Bridge right near Parliament yesterday afternoon. He also stabbed and killed a police officer. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, calling the assailant a soldier of the Caliph. British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed lawmakers today as she vowed that London would move forward united.
Today we meet as normal, as generations have done before us and as future generations will continue to do, to deliver a simple message. We are not afraid, and our resolve will never waver in the face of terrorism.
A message of calm and unity from British Prime Minister Theresa May. There, joining us now from London is Stephen Farrell, staff editor in the London Bureau for our partner, The New York Times. Hi, Stephen.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. What do we know about the attacker now and whether this was a lone wolf type inspired actor or somebody who was steered by ISIS directly?
Well, all of that's being figured out at the moment by the police and the domestic security services. What we do know is that all public statements about the actual events were that it was one person involved on the ground, driving a vehicle into a crowd of people on Westminster Bridge, then ramming the car into the railings around Parliament. What we have found out this morning, we all woke up in London to find out that police had raided a number of addresses around the country and that eight arrests had been made in London and Birmingham, a city in the Midlands, a couple of hours' drive away from London. So nobody, of course, knows what will come of those arrests, but it does suggest that they knew where they wanted to go. They knew who they were looking for very quickly after the event. And we are hearing that the suspect was British-born, but no more than that, other than there was some historic involvement with the security services. They were aware of him.
This is the first attack of significance since the London underground bombing in the summer of 2005. Has London on edge again, or at least sat up to take notice of terrorism once again?
Yeah, I mean, there was a British soldier nearly beheaded. He was murdered on the streets a couple of years back. These things have gone on. It was interesting. Everybody kind of pricked up their ears last year when the outgoing head of the London police said, look, it's a matter of when, not if. So to an extent, the British authorities have kind of been pricing this in, preparing people for it. It didn't really come as a surprise, certainly not after all the attacks on the continent. Pretty much everyone I knew has been walking around London wondering, when's it going to come?
The geographic significance of the attack, if people aren't familiar with the map of London, the Westminster Bridge is a location of great import symbolically and for tourists.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you're right in the centre of London. It is the bridge that runs right underneath Big Ben, the Houses of Parliament. When I ran down to the scene, well, actually, I was on a motorbike. I whizzed down to the scene yesterday, got off right next to Parliament Square, the statue of Winston Churchill outside those grand Houses of Parliament. I saw a red air ambulance parked in the middle of there, and it you couldn't be closer. The police were shouting us, "We need you to get back. We need you to get back. We need you to get back beyond Downing Street." So right there, this is the heart of the British establishment.
It is. Police investigate in the aftermath of a terrorist attack that killed at least three in London. Stephen Farrell with The New York Times. Thank you.
Thank you.
You come to The New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.